Listen, I think where our ambitions in that lie, it's important that you come and you take care of your own performances. And you know, I thought to be not great credit to both sets of players in terms of the conditions that they had to go in. It was a bitterly cold day, and I thought they put a good account up. Both teams have battled well, they competed. It was a wee bit stalemate the first half in terms of opportunities, etc. But I thought the second half, that we came out, and I thought that we had, you know, the lion's share of the possession without making inroads constantly. But as the game was going on, you always felt that we were going to get that wee opportunity. I thought we had that when David missed the one for the middle of the goals, and you know, it just shows you the character and the mentality, and that's what we've spoken, worked hard on the last few weeks. You know, for the Berwick game, he'd been 3-0 down, coming back, and even last week, that it was important that when we do get ourselves into good positions that we capitalise that. And I was delighted that we hung in there today for the right reasons. Looked very, very solid when we defended as a team, and I felt that we looked at that threat. And you know, it wasn't a classic Clyde goal, you know, when it came, but they're the kind of ones that when it's a scrappy affair, as it probably was today, that you're needing it. And I've just praised wee John Rankin there, you know, for the what he's contributing, not just even outside his goals today. And I didn't think he was at his best today in terms of his possession, etc. But I just said there and used him as a prime example, you know, that he still plays for that team. You know, he made sure that he still done his job out of possession, and I was absolutely delighted for him that he still went there and got the rewards at the end, you know, for putting such a fantastic shift in. But good mentality for the group to the day, and hopefully we can build on that.
After Edinburgh City game, beating Edinburgh City, then you think you're going to go on a run, you know, they can open up a wee gap.
Yeah.
You're
going to get
the win today, Danny, but a few draws,
frustrating.
Do you think I'm
staying
for another draw
game? Well, I think when you're getting that late on in the game, Ali, with it, there's no doubt about that. As again, you know, it wasn't free-flowing opportunity after opportunity today. And you do, and, you know, we've got to try and make, you know, this is a surface that we enjoy playing on. So it is. Where we certainly do find ourselves up against, you know, big physical teams that try and put us out of track, and we've got to be bigger and stronger and learn to deal with that. But it's so important, Ali, not just coming and winning your own games, but if you want to go and fulfil your full ambitions, being up there at the end of the season, We've got to keep on the tails of Peterhead and Edinburgh City and do what they're doing, because they're doing it terrifically well.
Blair carried a couple of good saves second half.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what he's there for. I'd be disappointed if he's not making these saves, the quality that Blair's got. But, you know, I didn't feel under any real pressure. Where I felt the most nervous was probably when we gave set plays away. You know, I felt that was probably the best opportunity. Listen, everybody keeps going on about your Edinburgh Cities, your Peterhead and then us. I think there's so many teams in this league that are capable of doing everybody a turn. There's no doubt about that, and we're coming into that period. I'm just hoping that the turn of the year of this period is, you know, where we went on that fantastic run last year. And you know yourself, Ali, if you've been successful in winning championships, if you're going to do that, there's no better time to do it, you know, coming into that second half of the season.
Absolutely brilliant.
All right, guys. Okay.